You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
Our weekly chat with Andrew Little is back this week. Tuvaa chats with the Health Minister about the state of the healthcare workforce.
More than 900 doctors surveyed from the Women in Medicine Charitable Trust said there was definitely a healthcare workforce crisis at this time. Trust Chair Dr. Orna McGinn told RNZ's Checkpoint, "It was very upsetting to read some doctors describing themselves as broken or feeling that they had to leave their jobs. Some had already left their jobs." Do you share the sentiment of these doctors? Do you think the healthcare system is in crisis?
Yeah, look, there's any number of words or language you can use to describe what's happening. There's clearly a lot of frontline health professionals really feeling the pressure that the system is under at the moment, and some are in a state of despair. There's no question about that. That's what that survey reveals. I think what's most important is both acknowledging the problem, that there is a problem, and I certainly do that, but most importantly, what is happening about it. This is a government that has made quite considerable investments in health, and most recently in this year's budget. The impact of a lot of those investments, particularly this year's additional funding, won't be felt straight away, obviously, but it is to support the work that's ongoing to support more, for example, GP trainees, both to train in the hospitals or aimed to train in the community where that's possible. So there's work going on at the moment with GP representatives on seeing how that can work. Some of that means, you know, paying actually interns properly, not just GPs, but nurses if they're completing their training and so on as well. Added to that, you know, we've got record numbers of students in our nursing schools. We need to make sure that they're supported to graduate and to get jobs in the system. And then there's the kind of more short-term stuff, which is the recruitment offshore, and which is, you know, we've changed the rules to make it easier for nurses and other health professionals to come in from overseas and work here. So a range of things happening on that front to get more people into the system to alleviate the pressure that it's under at the moment.
What are some of the other short-term solutions? Obviously, you have the making it easier to recruit from overseas. Are there any other short-term solutions the government is thinking of to help alleviate pressure for this winter?
Maybe a bit too late for this winter, but another program we've got underway that we started this year was getting former nurses. So people who used to nurse often left nursing to either travel or start a family or do whatever, but who are keen to return, making it easy for them to get back into nursing. So we've been doing that, covering their fees. There's a course they have to do to refresh their skills, and then they have to do a supervised period and usually in a hospital, so facilitating all of that. That program was oversubscribed this year. It was pretty small numbers. It was kind of a bit of a pilot. We want to expand that. I think what we found too is that although the program was targeted at those who want to return to full-time nursing, a lot of former nurses don't want to return full-time. They want part-time work, and that's fine, and we should be facilitating that. That was one of the findings in the report we had from early this year that was looking at the Safe Staffing Accord, which is the agreement we have with the nurses' organisation to set staffing levels for nursing. So there's that measure. The other is to support non-qualified or we call unregulated workforce to work in the health system. So one of the programs we've just done recently is Auckland Hospital has about 25 people who participated in the vaccination program last year, got some really, small amount of skills, but putting them in a hospital environment and exposing them to kind of how a hospital works. And for many of them, expressing an interest in wanting to work in the health sector, just seeing what it is they might want to do and then supporting them in a career path that gets them into health. That's just starting now, so we'll see a bit more of that, I think, as well, too, as we draw on everywhere we can to complement our current health workforce.
You've said that the overall staffing has increased since the Labor Party took office back in 2017 by adding another 5,500 doctors and nurses to the public health system. Mm-hmm. What areas have these new health workers gone into? Is it sort of emergency department doctors or GP doctors?
That's the 5,700 is just in the hospital system. So, and about 4,000 of those are nurses. I'm not quite sure what the distribution is across different types of work, but it will include ED as well, and as GPs, medically qualified folks going in as doctors into the system as well. We know that there's a shortage in GP practices, primary care as we call it, because, you know, and we're seeing too the, another survey recently showing the growing number of practices that are closing their books to new patients. So there's some additional doctors gone into the primary care end of it as well, clearly not enough, and we've got to keep working on that. I think one of the things we have been struggling with too, we've got quite a few people who have qualified overseas, have worked in medical professions overseas, come to settle here and are struggling to get their credentialing sorted out here, usually the medical council or the whatever relevant professional college that they belong to. And we're doing what we can to streamline that, to make that better, to make it easier for overseas qualified health professionals to actually get into work here.
You've reiterated many times that we're spending more on public health system than we ever have before. We've been employing more additional people into our public health system than we ever have employed before. Why are we witnessing staff shortages of this magnitude this flu season and not in previous flu seasons? Do we need to add even more staff?
Well, we still have vacancies. I mean, even before COVID, we had a system that had vacancies in it, including nursing vacancies. But this year has been particularly exceptional because we've had COVID has been ongoing, even though we've relaxed a lot of the rules around COVID. We've still got COVID. It didn't reduce to levels that we saw, in other countries. We sort of plateaued out at a reasonably high level. Now we've got another surge that sort of kicked off in the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks. Added to that, what's really added to the burden is the flu season. So we predicted we'd have a pretty bad flu season this year, which is why we started our flu immunisation campaign early, increased the number of people who qualify for a free flu jab. But the flu season, we expected it to kick off around kind of late June or now. It started really at the end of May, beginning of June, and it just took off. I just saw some recent figures that showed, and I hear from medical practitioners saying this is the worst flu season they've known in living memory. I saw some figures recently that showed the incidence of flu infections up to end of June was way off the charts compared to recent winters. So that has really put pressure. And of course, health workers, they get COVID and they get flu as well. So there's been a high level of staff absenteeism in our right across our system. So that's compounded things. We still have vacancies that we have to fill and we will continue to do that. But we also need to be aware that this has been a particularly unusual and obviously fraught year for particularly the health profession.
That was Tuva'a speaking to Labour's Andrew Little.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.